With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
When it comes to your job, you're likely well-versed, but what about your skin? Life's busy enough. It doesn't have to be a big chore to get well-versed skin. Check out the dermatologist-tested, cruelty-free vegan skincare products from Verst. It's under $25 and available at your local Target store, making it easier than ever to take care of your skin from head to toe. Podcast listeners, here's an exclusive deal. 15% off at VERSEDskin.com with code MEDIA15. That's VERSEDskin.com with code MEDIA15. Verst, available at Target.
You can work from the road while turning your vehicle into a powerful high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On a network that covers more roads than any other carrier, connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to see if you're eligible for a free trial today. Based on independent third-party data, always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
This is Alan Sachs. The following episode talks about sex, drugs, rock and roll. Listener discretion is advised. Maybe listen with headphones.
The Rolling Stones are dropping acid at Keith Richards' country home outside London. They're gearing up for their 1967 tour. Besides the band, Marianne Faithfull is there. She's Mick Jagger's girlfriend at the time. And this random dude with a briefcase is also hanging out. No one here knows him, at least not well, but that doesn't matter, because inside his case, he's got lots of drugs. Quaaludes, rainbows, marijuana, highest quality LSD, and cocaine running all around my brain. A couple hours into their acid trip, there's a knock at the door. And whoa, it's the coppers. They ransack the house looking for drugs. And of course, they find a shit ton.
A national newspaper had tipped off the police that it would be worth their while to raid Richard's home for drugs on the Sunday afternoon, and the raid was carried out on that Sunday evening.
The cops raided the Stones to send a message to the public. If Mick and Keith can get locked up for drugs, so can you. Throwing rock stars in jail was a way for the mainstream to sabotage the social revolution of the 60s. Mick and the band thought they were pretty much fucked.
Emotionally speaking, it was very difficult because they thought we were going to be put away, never make another record for years and years, and people wanted to have prison sentences. It wasn't just a fine and a rap across the knuckles.
That's Mick Jagger speaking about the raid. It's from the documentary Crossfire Hurricane. The trial of some of England's most famous musicians was a huge news story. It had all the cliche BS, sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
When the police arrived at around 7:30 on a Sunday evening, Mick's girlfriend, Marianne Faithfull, was sitting between two men on the sofa, wearing nothing but a fur-skin rug.
Besides Marianne's rug, reporters also became obsessed with the briefcase guy, who they named Mr. X. Who was he? Why was he there that day? Mick and Keith are eventually convicted, but only serve short sentences. And the Stones get to keep on keeping on. But Mr. X, he seems to have fallen off the face of the earth. He never shows up for court, and it's rumored that he fled the country. he isn't seen again for a long time. When he does finally appear, it's on the other side of the world, in Los Angeles, California. And by then, he's got a new name. The surprise success of New Wave Theater helped turn Peter Ivers into a minor celebrity. But for David Jove, the creator of New Wave Theater, being in the spotlight was a problem because there was a lot more to his story than most people knew, and he was desperate to keep it that way.
He went by different names. What kind of person does that? By the time I met him, he was probably on his third or fourth identity.
Alan Sachs spent a lot of time with Jove over the years. He was a regular at Jove's apartment, otherwise known as The Cave. From the beginning, he could see there was more to Jove than met the eye.
He had this other side to him, and he was mysterious.
I just have to say, I always found David Jove really creepy. I never understood why Peter wanted to be around him, much less work with him. Maybe Peter was just fascinated by David. A lot of people were.
He was a guru.
I thought, this man is absolutely the most fascinating man I've met in Hollywood since I've been here.
He was interesting. He was spontaneous. He was outrageous. He was intelligent.
And I'll tell you straight up, if David Jove was still alive, I wouldn't be doing this show. Wouldn't want to be on his bad side. But he passed away in 2004. Today, we're diving into the mystery of David Jove, a guy enamored by and terrified of success. He created New Wave Theater, and he lost it all the night Peter Ivers was killed. I'm Penelope Spheeris, and this is Peter and the Acid King.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses, and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
When it comes to your job, you're likely well-versed, but what about your skin? Life's busy enough. It doesn't have to be a big chore to get well-versed skin. Check out the dermatologist-tested, cruelty-free vegan skincare products from Verst. It's under $25 and available at your local Target store, making it easier than ever to take care of your skin from head to toe. Podcast listeners, here's an exclusive deal. 15% off at VERSEDskin.com with code MEDIA15. That's VERSEDskin.com with code MEDIA15. Verst, available at Target.
Back in the late 60s, Peter Ivers was just getting his footing in the music world. Epic Records signs him for a 2-album deal, and he's doing small shows in Boston and New York. At the same time, in Toronto, a guy named David Snyderman, later called David Jove, was falling in love. David met a woman named Lotus Weinstock. Her fiancé, the comedian Lenny Bruce, had just tragically died of an overdose. But a few months later, as the story goes, David falls for Lotus, and Lotus falls for David. It was an odd pairing. Where David is intense and abrasive, Lotus is welcoming and soft. When he's not with Lotus, David's trying to get his foot in the door of the music industry, and one day he meets John Brower.
Well, I was pretty much, you know, a scene maker in Toronto in 68, 69, and 70. You know, I was the major rock promoter.
And he invites John over to his house in Toronto.
I can't remember who I went there with, but we went up there to get some dope, and then David wanted us to come down and see his basement.
The basement is dark, dingy, full of weird artifacts. On the floor, David's drawn a pentagram. For years, he's been obsessed with Aleister Crowley. Crowley was an author and philosopher who wrote about mysticism, and he had a major impact on Jove. Here's Nicholas Schreck, who saw David's fascination with Crowley firsthand.
Jove was one of the few people I knew at the time who had actually read all the old magical literature and the grimoires and, you know, the real ceremonial magic. He was not just a dabbler.
To understand Jove and his outlook on the world, you have to know a little bit about Crowley and his philosophy on magic. That's magic with a K. Here's Lorraine Montague, an expert on Crowley.
He was known as the wickedest man in the world. He came from a really fundamentalist Christian kind of household that was very restrictive. His teachings center around the power and the will of the individual to break free of establishment and tradition. The tenet of chaos magic and a lot of Crowley's work is do what thou wilt. So the power is centralized in an individual, and their will is really all that matters.
In other words, according to Crowley, you determine your own definition of good and evil. Sounds fun, right? Not.
Crowley died in the 1940s, but his ideas really took hold during the sexual revolution and, you know, this time of trying to break free from establishment politics and all that. This was really appealing. So, of course, it made it into some mainstream music and symbolism, especially in the 60s and 70s when things were starting to tear at the seams.
Crowley's ideas were so influential that the Beatles even included an image of him on the cover of Sgt. Pepper.
There were others. There were The Doors, Mick Jagger. Bowie famously admired and embodied him.
And then there was Crowley superfan, David Jove. Here's Nicholas Schreck again.
His total belief in Crowley's teaching of the true will and that you create your own reality, and his Nietzschean very clear feeling that there was no morality, no ethics, you know, beyond good and evil. That was Jove's main philosophy.
And when Toronto scenester John Brower comes over to David's house, David's fascination with the occult is obvious, and it freaks Brower right out.
Guys in those days would be, come on down to my man cave, and, you know, there'd be like maybe a, you know, if you had any money, you'd have a pull thing with some beer or a keg or something. Nobody else had a fucking pentagram on the ground and occult shit everywhere and all dark lights and everything.
You might be wondering, if John was so creeped out by David's Crowley kink, why did he keep hanging around with him?
He always had really good dope. Always fucking the best.
In 1969, John Brower puts together a one-day music festival in Toronto, the Rock and Roll Revival. The plan is to close the show with Yoko Ono and John Lennon's new act, the Plastic Ono Band.
So I get them in this cold soccer locker room. They're sitting on wooden benches, and, you know, fluorescent lights and stinky lockers filled with socks. I go, what do you guys need? And John looks at me, he goes, can you get us some Coke? And I looked at Dennis and I said, Dennis, let's get some Cokes in here for these guys. And I looked back and John and Yoko had this look on their face of complete, absolute, like they were stunned. Like they realized this guy thinks we want Coca-Cola. Oh my God, where are we? And Yoko goes, no, Coke for the nose. Well, I don't know what the look had I had on my face, but I was probably like, went white. And I remember I just went, okay, give me a minute, be right back.
John Brower goes out on stage and grabs the microphone.
It was between acts and I go,
Dr. Snyder, please.
David comes back. He's got this, his hand like this. I go, okay, man, thank you. Give it to me. I said, I'll pay for it. He goes, no, I have to give it to John Lennon myself.
This is quintessential David Jove. He wanted to be where the action was, and his drugs were the way in. But they could only get him so far. He brought a swirl of chaos everywhere he went. So if you're John Brower, you have two options. Let that energy bash into John and Yoko before your big concert, or take the Coke and leave the weird dude outside. John chooses option B, and Jove's ambitions are thwarted.
And I just looked at Dennis. I said, get it. And DK grabbed him and ripped his fucking hand, got the vial, gave it to me, pushed him like, I said, I can't let you in here, man. I'll take care of this later, but I gotta go. So I come in to the dressing room and I'm holding this thing and I open it up like this and John looked at me like I was Jesus. I swear to God.
Not long after, the Plastic Ono Band gets on stage. John Lennon is pale, sweaty. His eyes are darting around. He closes them, shifting from foot to foot.
Eric Clapton was quoted later as saying he has no fucking idea how John even played a note. He was so coked up.
A few months after the concert, Lotus and David have a daughter, Lily. She's born on Christmas Day. As idyllic as that might sound, Lotus and David ain't the Bradys. They never lived together, and it's not even particularly clear if they liked one another. But either way, they now have a daughter, so they're tied together for life. In 71, Lotus gets a gig in L.A., and she takes Lily with her. Not long after, David leaves for the West Coast, too, though he leaves on very different terms. Here's Ed Oakes, the former Billboard editor.
He was busted in a drug raid in which he used a gun. He didn't shoot anyone, but he waved a pistol in such a manner as to commit a felony. He was bailed out and then skipped bail.
So David flees Canada and heads to sunny L.A. for a fresh start. It's possibly around this time that he drops his family name, Snyderman, for Jove. But when David arrives in L.A., he's hit with an unwelcome surprise. His wife and daughter have joined a cult.
A sister that came in, we named her Lotus, and she had a small daughter, Cherub.
That's Isis Aquarian. She was and sort of still is a member of the Source family, the cult that Lotus joined when she moved to L.A. with her daughter. The Source family's leader, Father Yod, promised his followers spiritual and sexual enlightenment, which in this case meant having 14 wives, including Isis, and forming a rock band made up of family members. They also had a vegetarian restaurant on Sunset I used to go to. There were always little kids running around with long dresses and no shoes on, and there was a big white Rolls Royce in the parking lot. I used to get the club sandwich there. Anyway, as whack as that sounds, Lotus loved their life in the cult. She called it the cheapest form of therapy around.
And we knew that she had been at one time with Lenny Bruce. And at one time, she'd been married to this guy who was, she was, you know, very afraid of him, actually. Never knew what he was going to do. He could have mood swings and, you know, hung around with the wrong people. And very scary, very scary.
Life with David Jove had been chaotic. Within the cult, Lotus found peace and belonging.
We were hippies, we were flower children, and we were the innocence of the heart.
Lotus and Lily may have been happy there, but Jove was determined to win his family back. He tries to convince Lotus to leave the source. When she refuses, he goes to the very top, confronting the cult's leader, Father Yod, which was a pretty ballsy move.
I don't care how crazy this guy was. You don't mess with Father Yod. He was, you know, a Marine Raider, judo trainer, 6'4", and you shouldn't mess with him. It was a little bit, you know, two cosmic roosters standing there facing each other. And at that point, I think Lotus kind of felt it was never going to end if she didn't go. So she just said, yes, we'll come back and, you know, give me a couple of days. And that's what happened.
Lotus eventually leaves the cult, and when she does, her comedy career takes off.
Welcome, welcome to the intimate, wonderful belly room. This is the room where we women get to develop our humor even more than our breasts.
By the way, the rumor is that Mrs. Maisel from the TV show is based on Lotus Weinstock, just so you know. Anyway, Lotus and David aren't living together. David's fucking around in the cave, doing drugs and studying Aleister Crowley.
He would impose his will on anyone who came to visit him. That often meant opening the books and being subject to a reading.
That's Ed Oakes, the former Billboard editor.
Okay. And that reading could go on for an hour. He would read from Aleister Crowley. He would read passages. They were there to be discussed and analyzed.
Finally, in the spring of 1980, Ed Oakes convinces Jove to start filming local bands. David brings in Peter Ivers, and New Wave Theater is born.
Hi, welcome once again. New Wave Theater is not only a music show, but a consumer advocate program of the arts, a rehabilitation opportunity informing and monitoring the changing face of music as an art form.
Jove throws himself into New Wave Theater with the same obsession he brought to freeing Lotus from the source. It was all-consuming.
David was just entirely focused upon New Wave Theater. It was 100% his life. That's why I don't know anything else about him. He never talked about anything else.
That's Michael Dare, the film critic. As New Wave Theater's success grew, another aspect of Jove's personality emerged. Paranoia. Here's his daughter Lily in an interview she did for the podcast Rarified Air, talking about her dad's paranoia. We've edited the clip slightly for clarity.
He had a real veil of secrecy with me. I mean, I was even blindfolded going to his house when I was a kid. He thought that I might be compromised and lead the authorities to him.
Maybe it was all the drugs that were making Jove paranoid. Do you think? But according to Maggie Abbott, there was another reason he was so afraid.
David was paranoid about being discovered. He was terrified that people would find out who he was.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
When it comes to your job, you're likely well-versed, but what about your skin? Life's busy enough. It doesn't have to be a big chore to get well-versed skin. Check out the dermatologist-tested, cruelty-free vegan skincare products from Verst. It's under $25 and available at your local Target store, making it easier than ever to take care of your skin from head to toe. Podcast listeners, here's an exclusive deal. 15% off at VERSEDskin.com with code MEDIA15. That's VERSEDskin.com with code MEDIA15. Verst, available at Target.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
In the 80s, Maggie Abbott was an established talent agent. And like any typical agent, she's entrenched in the L.A. party scene.
Stan Lee, you know, Marvel Stan Lee and his wife Joan were friends of mine. And they invited me to this big birthday party or some of the party they were having. When I walked in, Stan said, "Oh, Marianne's here." And I said, "Marianne?" He said, "Marianne." Oh, my God.
Maggie hasn't seen Marianne Faithfull for years. She's Mick Jagger's ex-girlfriend. But the two old friends pick up right where they left off.
Mary and I had this wonderful evening of getting together and having fun. We went to dinner and we went and had drinks, and it was like 2 o'clock in the morning. And she said, "Well, I can't go to sleep yet. I'm jet lagged. Where can we go?" And I said, "Well, I do know this strange man who's always awake at this time, and he has people there and some pot and everything."
The cave.
So I called him and he was, "Yes, come over," whatever. So I walked in there with Marianne and I introduced them. I said, "This is Marianne." And he didn't seem to take it. He was so high. And then we sat down and he started to look at her with sort of mysterious and gazing. He said, "Oh, you look just like this beautiful woman I used to know." And she said, "Oh, really?" He said, "Your eyes are just like hers." So she said, "Well, who?" And he said, "Marianne Faithfull." And she laughed. She said, "Well, that's funny, darling, because I am Marianne Faithfull."
For once in his life, David is speechless.
He went into shock. It was like, it was torn between shock and excitement and horror and God knows what. And he didn't seem to know what to say, but shortly after that, he once said he wanted to say something to her, and he guided her off. And then when they came out, Marianne had this very straight face, and she sat down. She looked at me, she said, "I think it's time we left here." And when we got to the car, she said to me, "Maggie, you must promise me never to see that man again." And I said, "Why?" She said, "That's Mr. X." And I said, "What?"
David Jove was Mr. X, or, as the Rolling Stones had called him, the Acid King. Keith Richards still thinks Jove was the snitch who told the cops there were drugs at Redlands, or worse, that he was a cop himself. Here's journalist Stephanie Mendez reading from Keith's memoir, Life.
"And of course, Mr. X, who also went by the moniker of Acid King, was the source of that very high-quality acid of the time. Such brands as Strawberry Fields, Sunshine and Purple Haze. Where do you think Jimmy got that from? All kinds of mixtures, and that's how he got in on the crowd, by providing this super-duper acid. He was at every party for about 2 weeks, and then mysteriously disappeared and was never seen again."
For Maggie, the truth hits hard. She was close to David. She found his mystical rantings charming. But Mr. X had wreaked havoc in the lives of her friends.
I can't believe it. I've known this man for 2 years, and you're telling me he's, you know, the Acid King. And she said yes.
The more Maggie thinks about it, the more it all makes sense. If David had a secret past, it would definitely explain his weird behavior on New Wave Theater. Why he kept trying to stay out of sight, even as the show became more successful.
And that's why he went through all those hijinks during the rehearsals and taping of hiding in this trailer in the car park or wherever it was. And he still didn't reveal himself, but he just wanted something where he could hide behind the anonymity. All through the TV show with Peter, he remained anonymous. He tried to make it look like Peter was the person behind it.
Back in the New Wave Theater days, there were signs, really signs, that something was off. In the credits, David was just D. Jove, not his full name. And when he did appear on the show, he would wear this strange mask that completely covered his face. A completely full rubber mask that, he looked like an elderly, working neighborhood guy.
That's Alan Sachs again.
And as the show got more and more popular, David got more and more paranoid. And that paranoia made the behind the scenes at New Wave Theater absolutely miserable for Peter and everyone else.
David was trying to pit everyone against everyone all the time. That was his MO.
That's Tequila Mockingbird, the badass punk and booker for New Wave Theater. She's probably spent more time with Peter and David together than anyone else.
So when he was trying to pit Peter against me, we became closer, and that just made him angry all the time. But we had said we'd had enough of him because we didn't want to hang out with him, and he didn't like that. He didn't like that we wouldn't be his, like, little lapdogs anymore.
It felt like something had to change. And then, in the saddest way imaginable, it did. On March 2nd, 1983, Peter Ivers woke up carrying a big secret. By the end of that night, he was gone, taking with him David Jove's TV career. What exactly happened that day? And what can it tell us about how Peter died? That's next time on Peter and the Acid King. This is Penelope, over and out. Peter and the Acid King is based on interviews recorded and researched by Alan Sachs. It's produced by Imagine Audio, Alan Sachs Productions, and Awfully Nice for iHeartMedia. I'm your host, Penelope Spheris. The series is written by Caitlin Fontana. Peter and the Acid King is produced by Amber Von Schassen. The senior producer is Caitlin Fontana. And the supervising producer is John Asante. Our project manager is Katie Hodges. Our executive producers are Ron Howard, Brian Grazer, Cara Welker, Nathan Clokey, Alan Sachs, Jesse Burton, and Katie Hodges. The associate producers are Laura Schwartz, Dylan Kainrich, and Chris Statue. Co-producer on behalf of Shout Studios, Bob Emmer. Sound design and mix by Evan Arnett. Fact-checking by Catherine Barner. Original music composed by Alloy Trax. Music clearances by Barbara Hall. Voiceover recording by Voice Trax West. Show artwork by Michael Dare. Special thanks to Annette Van Duren. Thank you for listening. Oh, and one last thing. If you liked this episode, rate and review us wherever you get your podcasts, please.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality.
Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
When it comes to your job, you're likely well-versed, but what about your skin? Life's busy enough. It doesn't have to be a big chore to get well-versed skin. Check out the dermatologist-tested, cruelty-free vegan skincare products from Verst. It's under $25 and available at your local Target store, making it easier than ever to take care of your skin from head to toe. Podcast listeners, here's an exclusive deal. 15% off at VERSEDskin.com with code MEDIA15. That's VERSEDskin.com with code MEDIA15. Verst, available at Target.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.